Well, I'm going to take a little journey back to a few years ago. It's hard to imagine 3 years have passed since my family and I traveled to Sabbatia, Italy to attend a feast. It was quite a journey. But before arriving at Sabbatia, we visited Venice and Florence and Rome, and we're just blown away by the beauty of the country, the history and the architecture, and the amazing art and the sculptures that we found throughout all of Italy, everywhere we went. For me, it was Florence, though, that impressed me the most. While we were there, one of the highlights was that we visited the famous Accademia Gallery, which is where Michelangelo's statue of David resides. And I gotta say, it was incredible. As we approached the statue, we were just awestruck by the sheer scale of the statue. I mean, it stood at 17 feet tall. It was sculpted with remarkable attention to details. And while we sat there examining this statue in the natural light that poured in from the skylight above, you couldn't help but notice the intricate veins bulging on the back of the hands, the tension of the muscles in the necks and the arms, and the lifelike look of the eyes that were sculpted by Michelangelo. We were astonished at how a hammer and a chisel could transform this solid hunk of stone and create something that looked like it was alive. Michelangelo did not just cut a shape out of stone. He labored over the smallest details that most people would never notice. Every mark of the chisel, every careful strike transformed this raw stone into a work of art. It was at this moment, standing there in awe, that I recognized there's what was much we could learn from the master sculptor, which is the title of today's message, The Master Sculptor. Just as Michelangelo sculpted this block of marble to reveal its beauty, in the same way, we are being culled and refined and shaped into a new creation. God works in our lives to shape our character, removing our imperfections to reveal the qualities that only He can truly understand and perfect. It is He who is the master sculptor of the entire universe. And so today, let us take a moment to pause and consider the masterpiece that is being formed within each of us by the hand of the master sculptor. Just as a sculptor reveals this hidden beauty within the stone, God is actively shaping our lives. And with this in mind, let us begin by exploring the first point here that I want to make, which is that God sees our potential. God sees our potential. Brethren, before this impressive statue of David stood in the gallery, it was an 18-foot block of marble known as the Giant. It sat in a muddy courtyard for 25 years because two other master sculptors looked at it and rejected it. They looked at this massive block of marble and said, it has too many imperfections. It was too narrow. It had too many structural flaws. They believed that it was a flawed stone. And according to them, it would be a waste of time to sit there and use it or sculpt it. And so this is the case. For 25 years, this stone sat until Michelangelo arrived. After seeing this massive stone, he famously said, I saw an angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. Brethren, some of us feel the same way this rejected marble. Some of us feel the same as this rejected marble. Just like this stone, we all have our flaws. We look at our past mistakes and current trials and we think we are unusable. Each of us have imperfections, but God does not look at the surface. He looks at the substance of our hearts. He sees what others cannot. So, brother, let's start with the first scripture. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. It says, For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Brethren, this verse reminds us that God's perspective reaches far beyond our outward flaws and our limitations. He sees the potential locked within each of us. We are not flawed stones. We are the work of God's hands, made in the image of God, but yet not yet perfected. Sometimes we can become so focused on our flaws and failures that we lose sight of the greater purpose being worked out in us. Just as Michelangelo saw the angel within the marble and set him free with each stroke of the chisel, God sees the incredible human potential that each of us has, even when everyone else sees our flaws. But recognizing our potential is only the beginning of the journey, bringing us to the second point of the message, which is that we are being transformed. We are being transformed. Brethren, looking back at our visit, as we walked into the gallery toward the statue of David, we passed a series of unfinished statues along the way. These statues were called the prisoners. They're called the prisoners because their final form was trapped in stone. They are emerging, but not yet free. And these unfinished works reminded me that of the spiritual struggle each of us faces. Our spiritual journey is much like the process of sculpting. Without a chisel and a hammer, we remain trapped in the same place, in the same position. The chisel chips away at what holds us back, freeing the masterpiece from within. We are all here today because we desire to live according to God's will, but oftentimes we find ourselves trapped by our old habits, our old weaknesses, and the limitations of our human nature. Which brings me to Romans 7, verse 8, if you'd like to turn there with me. Romans 7 and verse 8. This concept of the struggle, it happens to all of us. The Apostle Paul struggled. And in Romans 7, verse 8, he says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will do, I do not do. But the evil I will not do, that I practice." This is our spiritual struggle, and it is a universal struggle. Like the prisoners, it is clear that even Paul sometimes felt stuck and unable to break the bonds and the constraints that held him back. And the same is for all and each and every one of us. Part of us is reaching for God, while another part of us remains captive to the flesh. But through God's spiritual sculpting, we begin to set free the inner man. And this process can be painful as God uses life's challenges to chip away at the rough edges of our character. Sometimes it's a hard strike of the hammer and the chisel, while other times it's a soft touch. And this struggle is not meant to defeat us. Instead, these moments should reveal to us the need for the master sculptor's hands. It is God through his Spirit who empowers us to break free from the bonds of our human flesh, transforming our actions and our character to reflect the image of his Son. The chiseling is not punishment, but mercy. It is a loving process that liberates us from what holds us back. Just as this unfinished statue in the gallery reminded us of the spiritual struggle we all face, let us remember that our journey does not just end with a chisel. The master sculptor is preparing each of us for something far greater. Every trial, every moment of growth is God sculpting us, shaping us, and slowly revealing a spiritual masterpiece that he is preparing for a place of honor in his kingdom. Which brings me to the last point. We can be confident in God. We can be confident in God. Confident that the master sculptor will complete the good work he has begun in each of us. Just like the statue of David was not meant to remain hidden in a muddy courtyard, but rather destined for a place of honor. In that same manner, we were not created to stay as we are, hidden or unfinished. We are being prepared for a future that is far greater than we can ever imagine. A future in the kingdom of God, which is the greatest honor of all. But brethren, this is a lifelong process. And at times we may wonder if we will ever truly be finished. But we must always remain confident in God. Confident that by his hands, we will become the spiritual masterpiece that he intends for us. So let us together turn to our final scripture in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, which is the anchor of our confidence. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It reminds us that the master sculptor will not leave his creation unfinished. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Here Paul says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we are being fashioned and formed by the mighty hand of God. The assurance we have is rooted in God's promises. This is the very heart of our hope and the reason we can endure the trials and tribulations with faith. The master sculptor will never abandon his work. He will continue refining and smoothing and perfecting us until the masterpiece is ready to be revealed. And even when we feel unfinished, we can be confident that the chisel is in the hands of the one who knows exactly what he is creating. God will bring all his works to completion. And as long as we yield to him, he will prepare us for the kingdom and the place of honor he has set before us. And so as we close this message, let us remember, God sees our potential. He looks beyond our flaws and he sees what you and I can become. We are being transformed. Every challenge is a part of God's loving process to shape us for something greater. We can be confident God will finish the good work he began, preparing us for a place of honor in his kingdom. And so, brethren, let us yield our life to God and recognize that the hands which form the universe are forming you and me. Trust his vision. Embrace the work of his chisel and let our story be shaped into a masterpiece worthy of his kingdom. Let us remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the hands of the master sculptor.